Hello, my name is Judith Chernak, and with two good friends who are poets, I founded Poems on the Underground in 1986. We'd actually been planning it for a couple of years before then, or rather thinking about it as a possibility. And when I wrote to the manager, London Underground, to my surprise, I got an answer a few days later saying, "What an interesting idea to have poems on the empty advertising spaces of London Underground cars." And that was the start of a project that has friends all over London and the UK, and indeed in many cities abroad. We've been supported by London Underground for all that time, and we hope to go on as long as possible. Well, I'm not actually a poet myself. I'm a novelist, but I did write one poem which went on the tube. It was for a project we were engaged on in commissioning poems for a wonderful musical piece, Carnival of the Animals, by a French composer, Saint-Saëns. And I was given the task of writing a poem about one of the carnival animals, the tortoise. So here is my poem, which I called Tortoise. Under the mottled shell of the old tortoise beats the heart of a young dancer. She dreams of twirling on tabletops, turning cartwheels, kicking up her heels at the carnival ball. Oh, who will kiss my cold and wrinkled lips and set my dreaming spirit free?
My name is George Surtees. I'm a Hungarian-born poet and translator and part of the Poems on the Underground team. The poem I will read, Accordionist, is about the First World War and based on a photograph taken by André Kertész. Accordionist. The accordionist is a blind intellectual carrying an enormous typewriter whose keys grow wings as the instrument expands into a tall horizontal hat that collapses with a tubercular wheeze. My century is a sad one of collapses. The concertina of the chest, the tubular bells of the high houses, the flattened ellipses of our skulls that open like petals. We are the poppies sprinkled along the field. We are simple crosses dotted with blood. Beware the sentiments concealed in this short rhyme. Be wise. Be good. What I Know of the Sea by Ilhan Sami Chomak is a product of a poet who is now in his 29th year of imprisonment in Turkey. He's a Kurdish poet and he has written several books, but we are very proud to have had this poem on the underground in our most recent issues. What I Know of the Sea. Rains wander your face, the gentleness of dew is in your voice. Let each and every spring be yours. May all mountains tire and arrive here, here at the place where stars have spilled you, where waters flow, the place where you say, curl up on my lap and let birds take flight, in the place where we collected questions such as, what was before words? What I know of love is so little, yet I'm constantly thinking of you.
My name is Imtiaz Darker, and this is my poem on the underground called Carving. Others can carve out their space in tombs and pyramids. Our time cannot be trapped in cages, nor hope, nor laughter. We let the moment rise like birds and planes and angels to the sky. Eternity is this, your breath on the windowpane, living walls with shining eyes, the surprise of spires, uncompromising verticals, knowing we have been spared to lift our faces up for one more day into one more sunrise. This is a poem I really love, and it's called A Portable Paradise by Roger Robinson. And if I speak of paradise, then I'm speaking of my grandmother, who told me to carry it always on my person, concealed so no one else would know but me. That way they can't steal it, she'd say. And if life puts you under pressure, trace its ridges in your pocket, smell its piney scent on your handkerchief, hum its anthem under your breath. And if your stresses are sustained and daily, get yourself to an empty room, be it hotel, hostel or hovel. Find a lamp and empty your paradise onto a desk. Your white sands, green hills and fresh fish. Shine the lamp on it like the fresh hope of morning and keep staring at it till you sleep.
Seed by Paula Meehan. The first warm day of spring, and I step out into the garden from the gloom of a house where hope had died, to tally the storm damage, to seek what may have survived. And finding some forgotten lupins I'd sown from seed last autumn, holding in their fingers a raindrop each, like a peace offering or a promise, I am suddenly grateful and would offer a prayer if I believed in God. But not believing, I bless the power of seed, its casual, useful persistence, and bless the power of sun, its conspiracy with the underground, and thank my stars the winter's ended.
Bread dipped in olive oil and salt. Bread dipped in olive oil and salt, a glass of rough dry white. A table beside the evening sea where you sit shelling pistachios, flicking the next open with the half shell of the last. Story opening story, on down to the sandy end of time. The stars coming out on the life that I call mine.
Sun a shine, rain a fall. Sun a shine and rain a fall. The devil and him wife can't agree at all. The two of them want one fish head. The devil call him wife bonehead. She hiss her teeth, call him cockeye, greedy, worthless, and work shy. While them busy calling name, the puss walk in, say it's a shame to see a nice fish go to waste. Left with a big grin upon him face.